WCA, this is Mary.
Hey, is Robert available?
You are?
This is Kyle from Cardiff.
Kyle from where?
The Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Carter?
Cardiff, like C-A-R-D-I-F-F. Sorry, it's a little weird to say over the phone.
Okay, hang on one moment.
Hey Bob, this is Kyle with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you this morning?
Bank of Cardiff?
Yeah.
Okay.
How are you doing? Yeah,
why are you calling?
I just wanted to follow up on a finance offer we had mailed out to you a couple weeks ago. Looks like it was based off some financing you'd done with manufacturers and traders in 2013. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, I have a line of credit with those guys, yeah.
Okay, well, I just wanted to touch base with you and let you know that you are pre-approved with us for some equipment financing and working capital, about $250K. How's business going for you?
Well, it's going all right.
That's good. You have any, like, big projects coming up, or are you looking to bring on any new equipment?
Well, I mean, not specifically. To a degree, yes, but not specifically. We have... just ongoing, capital, nothing, no big purchase. Are you talking about line of credit type of thing or individual capital improvement type of stuff?
Oh, yeah, we have a working capital program that's, really appealing. We based off your sales, and we're basically able to unlock like 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash, which is really pretty appealing to most, so if we were able to give you, depending on your, sales, maybe $50,000 or $60,000, what would you be able to do with that? Maybe anything in particular? Or
I've got some stuff out there that I've got on kind of short term. That'd be nice to properly spread out if I could. Probably about $50,000-$60,000 at that. What kind of interest rates are we talking about?
Well, yeah, between the two different programs we have, the working capital one, it depends basically how you're looking on paper, but we do have quite a bit of programs, and it depends on, really how good you're looking. So we will qualify, we'll give you the best interest rate you really qualify for, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
So, would you maybe like me to shoot you over an application, get a look at that?
Yeah, sure.
So what would you be able to use the money for?
We built a new data center, we floated some of the capital, on other sources, so, be kind of consolidating some of that stuff.
Okay,
we already allocated the funds for it, so we just need to, re-monetize what we funded through other sources.
Of course, yeah. So what all's at the data center? Do you guys have the equipment over there too, or how's that work out?
Yeah, servers and storage and computer equipment.
Servers and storage, alrighty.
Which is routers, firewall, etc.
Routers and firewall, alright. So have you been looking around for a while for financing, or? Have you thought about?
We finance already through taking like kind of short term on a credit card. They give you one of those no interest thing, which you really end up paying like 2% for the year, but then you got a balloon payment at the end of the year.
Okay. Yeah, that's definitely understandable. So if you were interested, when would you maybe need it by?
November.
November. Okay. Okay, so coming up soon then. So, maybe besides that server room, would you be using it for anything else?
Not really.
Not really? Okay. Have you been considering it, for a while?
Like I said, we've already spent the money.
Okay, so you kind of just need it to you know, for two.
I used, you know, working capital, and I used some short-term, you know, credit card stuff for it, and that's going to be coming due. So it'd be nice to be able to put that into a better place. So that's you know, that's what I'm looking for. You know, stuff we've already spent. You know. You know, I had a plan for how I was going to handle it otherwise. So, you know, you just calling up is kind of a random thing. So,
oh, of course, yeah.
So I'm not even sure how or what where what's going to come of this. You know what I mean?
Of course, of course. So, you know, is this data room going to bring you pretty good return on your investment?
That's the plan, yeah.
That's the plan? Okay, do you know by chance, like, how much you might make?
Well, I mean, that's kind of hard to say in that sense. I mean, it becomes just, you know, recurring monthly capital, you know.
Of course, of course. So let me ask you this. Maybe how much would you need to, like, maybe when would you break even?
Well, you know, even if I, like, yeah, like probably based on the investment there, it'd take about a year. Maybe
a year or so?
Maybe 18 months.
Okay. Yeah. So... if you don't mind me asking, you know, how would you rate your credit?
Good,
bad,
I mean,
somewhere in the middle?
Very good.
I mean, very good.
You know, we always pay our bills. We've got over $200,000 credit with Amex, you know, so I would say very good.
Okay, of course. So how long have you been in business?
17 years.
17 years. Okay, quite a while. That's good. Yeah, so right now you guys pretty busy, you know, like what's the overall rate, like health of your business, would you say?
No, we're doing well, you know.
Doing well.
Just been growing a little bit.
Okay, of course. So, you know, if you, you know, what happened, what, you know, are your gross annual sales possibly, would you say?
Around 3 million.
Around 3 million? Okay. So, yeah, with that, you know, we'd, easily be able to unlock possibly 10-15%, you know, of that after getting you all on paper. So that shouldn't be a problem there. Yeah, so if you don't get this financing, what are your plans, you know, or you have a plan B?
Yeah, and plan B is just, you know, I've got other lines of credit, and I've got, you know, other similar, you know, just do what I did last year, which was pay it off, and then the same credit card company says, hey, we'll give you, you know, a year at 2%, you know, and just load it back onto them again.
You know, okay.
I mean, like, you know, I've got, you know, 25 or so pay on one particular credit card, and so they come in, they, you know, you could put all of this against, you know, you'd write a check against it for 2%, you know, and then for a year. So I'm like, well, okay, fine. So 2% on $25,000 for a year, it's not bad money.
No, not bad at all. So so are you guys actually selling computers, or are you building parts?
We sell computers. We do managed service. We have monthly clients where we just do all of their IT.
Okay, so that's a lot of commercial work then, right? Okay,
all of our customers are businesses.
Okay.
Contract to take care of their
Sorry, you got a little static at the end of that. What was that?
Yeah, we put them on month-to-month contract to take care of their needs. So it becomes recurring monthly income for us to take care of their systems.
Okay. Yeah. So, how many, you know, how many businesses you guys got in your network, really?
A couple hundred,
oh, okay, that's great. And then, so, you guys have the, like, IT guys you supply to as well, or how's that work out?
Mostly, we are the IT guys.
Okay, so you guys are the IT guys, and then you set up, you know, the computers and whatnot through there. Okay. So, is the server room or the data center you have going, is that, like, helping run those areas as well, or
some of them? Yeah,
some
we,
of them.
We have our own cloud on there, and we have our own cloud, and that takes care of it.
Okay. Yeah. With that, know.
Send me over something, and we'll see where it goes.
Okay, of course. Do you know if, like, do you have a vendor you typically use when you do, you know, get new equipment for your computers and whatnot?
We have a bunch of them.
A bunch, okay. Perfect. Is there, with that data center also, how big is that?
What do you mean?
Like the building itself.
Oh, it's, you know, we only rent a rack in the building.
Oh, okay. So, it's like a whole, it's a large data center then with the...
Right. Oh. We don't have the whole building. We have equipment in the building.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So is it like managed by somebody else or?
The actual building is maintained by, we don't manage the building. We just manage our equipment.
Okay, so do you have to, you know, hire new people in there for that or to help oversee that?
No, we just, you know, our regular staff of people oversees it.
Okay. Well, that's good then. How many is on your staff currently?
I have 20 people.
20 people? Oh, okay. That's pretty large. And then is that, so do you, aside from the data center, you have your own building too then?
We lease. Yeah.
You lease? Okay. Well, yeah, that's basically what I was asking. Okay. Well, what would be a good email to send you over the application and everything?
Send it to R. Shoemaker, RSHOEMAKER, at PCASupport.com.
PCA support. So that was R. Shoemaker at PCASupport.com?
Yep.
All righty. I will send you that. You know, we can start planning everything, you know.
Okay, great. Yeah, no promises on where it's going to go. I appreciate your call.
Of course, but, you know.
First step.
Yeah, of course. Last question for you. What would you, you know, what's like actually absolutely what you need, so you know, or what's what you want, so you know if we can't get you what you want, we can kind of settle for what you need.
Probably 60K.
60K, and is that absolutely like bottom line what you would need?
Not exactly. I got another call that coming in, so I gotta go.
Alrighty.
All right.
Send you that your way. Look forward to talking to you.
Thank you.
When would be a good time to call back?
Middle of next month.
Okay. Alrighty. Yep.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Cool. I think you're doing fine.
Okay.